Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're going to get an update from Pastor Arthur Pulaski, who got arrested over the weekend for holding an illegal church service in Canada. No, this isn't The Onion. This is actually happening all over Canada. We'll learn more from him next segment. Then I'm opening the phones up at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And I'm really excited about hearing from him because I know it's making his church explode. And that's what really scares the globalist, is more and more of the stuff they're doing is simply backfiring. So as long as we fight back peacefully, like he's doing, it's only going to get that much worse for them. I want to air a very important report before we talk to him, though, about the harassment of people in general using the hysteria of COVID to put us into a type of martial law. But first, talk about excitement. Our listeners are loving it. InfoWarsPhone.com. When the cell towers go down, along with power failure, satellite phones will still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everything you go and everything you do. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in any extreme remote location. You can see the sky. They will work. The Alex Jones Special is a free satellite phone and $99.95 per month for 150 minutes. Everybody can call you for free on the phone. It just costs with prepaid minutes to call out. No charge for receiving calls from other cell phones or landlines in your satellite phone. Car antennas and home antennas are available as well, so you can be indoors or in your car. Stay in touch with loved ones during a national and international emergencies. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. InfoWarsPhone.com, 941-955-1020. It's one of the best deals out there, and it supports our broadcast. They are an awesome sponsor. Here is the special report. We'll be back with Pastor Pulaski.
We have made the deliberate decision to temporarily enhance police officers' authority for the duration of the stay-at-home order. Moving forward, police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to first provide their purpose for not being at home and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
Stay home, keep your distance, or now, pay the price.
Police with axes and assault rifles raided this venue in Sao Paulo and found about 600 partygoers, most without masks.
It was a case of asking people to go home, and if they didn't, arresting.
Nine police checkpoints have now been set up around the perimeter of Auckland as its 1.6 million residents return to level 3 lockdown.
This is the video that raised questions about how New York City is enforcing social distancing.
A man was handcuffed in the stands for not wearing a mask.
Disturbing video showing a violent clash between apparent social distancing violators and police in Brooklyn. And this cell phone video capturing the moment an officer waves a taser and repeatedly strikes a bystander standard during a social distancing bust.
Get your hands off of me! You are kidnapping me! I have done nothing illegal!
Canadians are being hit with penalties now as governments move to reinforce the shutdowns right across the country.
And the city is also taking their mask mandate seriously. A fire rescue commissioner from the Tampa area was arrested on Duval Street Wednesday night when he and others were spotted without masks.
It's more than just a suggestion. It is a CDC recommendation that has all become sort of like lock law that you can't really trifle with.
Ladies and gentlemen, this gathering is unfortunately unlawful. Under the coronavirus regulations we have currently.
The officer explains that she's being arrested. When she continues to resist, he uses his taser.
Put your hands right here.
You're not going to be detained.
Yes, you are. I will tase you right now.
What disturbance did I cause? What day?
March 12th at Longo's.
How did I cause a disturbance? I claimed the mask exemption, and I did my shopping, and I left. So you cannot arrest me. I'm not getting out of the car.
They've locked off the entire f***ing street with cop cars, SUVs, cop cars, locked streets, both ends.
We'll be right back.
listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Thousands of churches in Canada are still shuttered. Large churches that still have services have hundreds of police stationed at them in riot gear at the cost of millions and millions of Canadian dollars a month, putting up fences around them and black tarps. You can't even see the devilish crosses. This is something, and if we told you this 2 years ago, you wouldn't believe it would be happening. It's happening from Australia to the UK to Spain. This is the system saying we are in total control. We have absolute power. The social distancing, all of it is based on a fraud. This is the permanent medical martial law that we're being eased into, being prepared for. And joining us is Artur Pulaski, who got arrested during his weekend services. They waited until he drove down the road and grabbed him. He was able to call us from jail only because a family member was able to visit him and get him on the phone via their phone. And again, he was able to call his son, who then passed him through on his phone. And he joins us now to give us an update on what happened to him and just the state of Canada as the rest of the world under pressure reopens. Canada is basically saying, as documents showed last year, that this is a permanent takeover, I guess, because big corporations are doubling and tripling products because everyone else is non-essential. A church is non-essential. A small business is non-essential. But mega banks and mega systems are essential. This is so obvious, Pastor.
Yes, it is. It's a total global madness. The biggest takeover we have ever seen during our lifetime or in a history of mankind. Small businesses eliminated, medium-sized businesses eliminated, middle class completely wiped out, destroyed. You will only have extremely powerful and rich in total control of your life. They will say how to live and when and where to die, and then everybody else is a slave, just like in a country I grew up under, in Poland, under the boots of the Soviets. 50,000 communists were ruling over 36 million people. Pause. It's unbelievable what's happening. I have been warning people just like you, Alex. For 16 years, I have been warning Canadians and the Western civilizations about what's coming. And I was laughed at. I was called a conspiracy theorist. And this will never happen. And, well, it's happening right now. And now the question is, what are we going to do about it?
And people say it's over the top. It's authoritarian. It's meant to be, isn't it? They're just getting us ready for the next phase of control, as those secret documents that leaked in Canada last year showed. This is permanent. People need to figure that out.
Yes, it is permanent. It's a medical tyranny. They're using everything they have at their disposal to subdue the people. Right now, you will never believe what I'm about to tell you. The government declared that protests are illegal. If you're caught protesting the government, you will be immediately arrested and charged with a contempt of court order, which is 6 months jail time.
Wow. So tell me about the arrest. Tell me what the judge has said. I know they're trying to pass a law where the government can censor anybody on the internet for their speech anytime they want. Canada is becoming the new North Korea, not just the north of the United States. This is very serious. So protesting the court's decisions is now contempt. That is the court claiming it has jurisdiction in outside the court. That's just incredible.
That's right. That's right. So what happened was, I conducted the church service. So my crime was opening the door of the church, and anyone who wished to come was free to come. I didn't force anyone to come, and, you know, free people can worship God freely, you would think, in a free and democratic society. However, that's not the case. SWAT team showed up again, and I opened the door. They were welcome to come in. However, they dropped something on the ground and they left. I was, of course, in the middle of church service. I finished what I was already doing, and I went to my car. People left, and I sent a message to the lawyer that I need to talk to them about, you know, the visitation from the SWAT team again. And I was driving back home. In the middle of a busy highway, police stopped us. There was three of us, my friend Dave Hughes, my brother David Paloski, and myself. And you see right now what happened. They informed us that we're under arrest because of a contempt of court order that we never received. We were never presented, was never read to us. I never talked to the police. Police didn't come to me and say, hey, listen, this is the court order. You're not allowed to do this service. I was already in the middle of church service. And they just dropped it on the ground, some piece of paper, which was folded. We couldn't tell what it was. And
look at these Orwellian headlines from Fox News, the Herald, and others. Calgary professor accused of organizing and promoting gatherings to appear in court. Oh, my gosh, Christians gathering. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this has become unacceptable behavior if Christians gather together, just like during communism. And the communists and the Soviets were afraid of gatherings because during gatherings, people exchange ideas. They talk about truth. They have facts. They exchange that information.
And so tell us how long you were in jail, and then this big announcement that the judge is saying, anybody else protest, I'm arresting you all. Wow.
That's right. I was with my brother 53 hours. We were denied access to the lawyer. The lawyer couldn't contact us for 24 hours. We were tortured. I mean, literally, we were forced. I was forced on my back upside down, laying for an hour handcuffed, which was unbelievably painful. Then I was taken with my brother to different cells, and we were forced to sleep on the ground, on the concrete, no pillow, no mattress, no blanket, with the light nonstop, so bright you couldn't sleep, which is a form of torture. We were denied all kinds of rights. Then we were taken to another place, and in that place we had to spend many hours in a filthiest cell you can imagine. And of course, we were arrested because of the health issues, and we were taken to the place that if there were viruses over there, we all were contaminated.
And so we got limited time. I want to get you on for 30 minutes tomorrow or the next day. But just tell us what they're charging you with, what's happening, and then this latest announcement that you better not protest unless you're Black Lives Matter in Canada.
That's right. They charged us with contempt of court order that we never received and we never read. And we are facing trial this Thursday. And right now I talked to the organizer of the rallies, the freedom rallies, and he said they are going to arrest every single person and every organizer that dares to organize any protest against the government. We're all going to go.
By the way, the German chancellor is now calling for arresting Germans a year plus into this that try to go outside and protest. This is hell. The Soviets and the old Soviet Union let you go outside. I mean, you just couldn't go over the Berlin Wall. This is incredible.
Yes. We are repeating the history again in front of our eyes, and I'm really surprised that the people still believe in all of this hoax, this craziness, this big fat lie, this manipulation. I don't know what it's going to take. I'm asking Americans to do a protest outside of Canadian embassies. Maybe that will put some political pressure because they are here for the kill. They want us destroyed.
Oh, where's Amnesty International? They're like, oh, it's wrong. They're closing Chinese churches. They've done this here. These are leftist monsters. Wow. So where is the court hearing Thursday? People need to stand against these tyrants. This is outrageous. Let them arrest 1,000 people. Let that be the image. This is, and it's all selectively enforced. Tell us the time and date again of the hearing.
It's Thursday in the city of Calgary. If I tell you to come, I already breached the order. I cannot promote. I cannot ask. I cannot tell people to come and gather anywhere because that's also contempt of court order. So I have to tell you, don't do it, don't come, don't protest, because if I say anything contrary, to the courts, I will be immediately arrested. And
sure, I mean, this is annihilation of your free speech that you have also chartered up there, and that's already there that God gave us. And this is, they're getting us ready for martial law and financial collapse. So they're turning the power plants off. They're turning the pipelines off. The borders are wide open. I mean, we are under globalist attack.
Yes, we are. We are. We are. And if you are not seeing that, if the people that are watching this don't see this, then they're playing either stupid or completely blind. We are under attack. This is a fight for our lives and the fight for our future, the future of our children. What kind of legacy are we going to pass to the next generations?
That's right.
Again, a Soviet Union, a Korea, China, or free and democratic society?
That's right. Tyranny incoming is here. Pastor, give us the website for your church again.
www.streetchurch.ca. Please, we need your help. If you can help, help. And let's push this.
Streetchurch.ca. Give us an update, sir, tomorrow. Please, let's set that up. Thank you. We'll be right back with your calls and a special guest. Thank you, sir. Wow. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, this isn't on a scale of 1 to 10. Shut down churches is a 10. I mean, we are in so much trouble. It's coming here now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Start the next hour. And then we've got the man that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty or law on with us, Dr. Francis Boyle. So that is coming up. I cannot underestimate to you how big a deal it is, before we go to these calls, that it's come out that Fauci and Gates and their cohorts by name were funding gain of function with these viruses. I mean, that was already known, but they admit they got the five that the Australians, the Indians, the French, and others scanned the virus and said back last February. First it was the Indians in February, and then by March and April it was the top French scientist with a CRISPR that discovered HIV. It was the Australian University, I mean, all of them, they said, look, this thing is ridiculously fake. I mean, it's five viruses welded together. You got the P-shuttle genes where they put them together. It's ridiculous. It's like asking, is an F-150 pickup truck man-made? Yeah, it's man-made. Compared to a cow. Is a cow man-made? No, that God made that. That's biological. You know, that's not artificial. Is a 57 Chevy, you know, man-made? Yeah, it's man-made. Is a rocket ship man-made. So the heads of these organizations all did this with Gates funding. Gates was obsessed with it. And I came out and I said, there should be war crimes trials over this. Well, we'll talk to a guy that used to prosecute war crimes. We'll cover the Geneva Convention with him. And the last thing I want is for anybody outside of law to hurt any of these people. They've been hurting us with their bioweapon, with their tainted vaccines, that are unauthorized drugs, that they buffaloed the system to sign on to. But, I mean, look, at one time, government said blacks weren't humans. People disagreed with that. We overturned it. It doesn't matter if they got the feds to sign off on emergency authorization of these things. They knew that it was going to hurt people. They covered that up. So as bad as the virus was, it was nothing compared to the vaccine that's a gene therapy. So this is all coming home to roost, and it's a big, big deal. But I do say that the penalty for violating the Nuremberg Code is life imprisonment and or execution. That's not for me to carry out. That's not for me to say. I'm simply saying that I even talked to lawyers last night about what I said. It was the right thing to say. They said, that's totally defensible. You're saying you believe they've committed war crimes. You believe they should be indicted. They should be tried for a biological weapons attack. You have the motive of why they did it, to take over, to bring in the cashless society, to have power, to then be able to genetically engineer the general public. I mean, it's all there. And then they all tell us there's too many people. And they all tell us they're going to take over our bodies. I mean, Klaus Schwab and all of them admit it. And then we have the heads of the projects saying they work for Gates and Fauci and saying that they weaponized the damn virus. Then we have them covering it up in a fake Lancet report and email saying take their name out of it so people don't know they're involved. And then you have the same people at the Wuhan lab running the fact checkers online to shut down people exposing them. My God, they did this because they thought they could get away with it. And the question is, are they going to get away with it? Because if they get away with it, they're just going to keep expanding their power grab. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about the callers we've got. We've got so many callers here, so many great people. We got Daryl. Talk about privacy laws and COVID vaccines. We'll go to him first in a moment. Then we've got Forrest, wants to talk about energy crisis. We got John in Australia, wants to talk about COVID madness and vaccines. We got Carlos in Canada. We got Whistleblower. We got everybody. I said I was going to go to Daryl first, but let's go to John in Australia because he might be on his dime. What is your view about these shenanigans, these fiascos, John? What's your view on all this? Thanks for calling.
Dave. So I have to say, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a few weeks now, and I'm glad I finally got through. Brother, keep pushing the message because you're getting through where we're having an effect. My view is we knew this from the start. These people, their biggest thing is they love to brag, right? And I'm getting pissed off bad because there's so many people that are just walking sheep that are just following the sheep in front of them and then lining up and taking it. We've had 2 million people in this country already get their vaccine, and when the death wave starts hitting, those 2 million people are bye-bye. I thoroughly agree with everything you said yesterday. I listened to your whole show start to finish multiple times. They need to be arrested, tried, and hanged the bastard.
And look, the only reason I said that is I think that's the truth. That's what they've done. We could have gotten Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, that would have happened. And it's not like I have a bloodlust. I don't want to take these people on, but they're attacking us. So we need to let them know that, hey, you're not above the law. You're not God. You're not a mad scientist that's going to get away with this.
No, they're not. And my willpower is as strong as ever, mate. And I'll be honest with you, I've never been a highly religious individual. But in the last year and a half, mate, I'm straying that way more and more because I can understand where this is going to end up. And people thought I was crazy before. They're not thinking I'm crazy anymore.
Well, that's another important point. Half the public thought I was crazy 5 years ago. Now about 90% think I'm right because they see it in front of their face. What are you seeing in Australia?
Look, we've still got too many people that are really on the fence. They're uncertain. I talk to people all the time. I work in the security industry. I work from site to site to site, and I don't really give a damn anymore what they think of me or what they say. I'm just speaking the truth, man. And a lot are asking questions and passing out information daily, multiple times a day. I'm going to go home tonight when I finish work and order a whole bunch of your copies of The Endgame. And I bought a DVD burner and I'm starting handing those suckers out. But people got to get their head out of the sand and start paying attention. And that's the problem we got here. They don't care until it's too late and it's over for them.
God bless you, sir. Yeah, they say ignorance is bliss, but you've got an authoritarian system. Ignorance is death. And yes, you have until Sunday to get Endgame as low as $3.95 a piece. Costs us a dollar to make it. Costs $1 million to make the film, but costs a dollar, you know, to print each one. That would get like $3 to fund ourselves. You can buy 10 of them for $3.95 a piece, buy one for $15, and just make copies of it. Please get it out because the film predicts it all. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to Daryl in Texas. Thank you for being there. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've been working in healthcare for 20 years, and two things in my experience, companies will fire you for very quickly, and that is workplace violence, and the second is a HIPAA violation. If you are looking at medical charts you shouldn't be looking at, or you are discussing or disclosing information you shouldn't, they will fire you really quick. And so what I'm wanting to bring people's attention to is the fact that vaccine choice and things like that are protected health information. And that if someone is discussing your vaccine choices or your family's vaccine choices in the workplace, or they're bullying you and you don't give consent, you want to get their attention really fast, just file a HIPAA complaint against them. And that's the kind of language they understand.
Hold on. Don't hang up. I want to come back and give you a few minutes because what you said is so key. I've rambled this off many times. I've worked in healthcare a little bit. My family's worked a lot in healthcare. HIPAA is a federal law, and we needed it because people kept, you know, sharing everybody's medical stuff, especially if you're a well-known person or your enemies would get it and use it against you. That's your private information. You pay a lot of money to these medical systems. They better keep it secret. How the hell are they going to have a world ID that Klaus Schwab calls for and a world pass with all your medical stuff on this thing for everybody to get? Exactly. And who are people asking if you're vaccinated to know your medical status to be able to go into a business or something? This is about getting rid of our privacy, getting rid of
your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out, and it's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Checklist for tyranny and be martial law, churches locked down, gas shortages, long lines, corruption, surveillance, tyranny, intimidation, alliances with authoritarian states. That's where America is right now. And the last caller is making a great point about HIPAA. I wish he'd have held over, but I understand he hung up, but he's absolutely right. Let's talk to a whistleblower in Texas. Let's talk about security hack. Breach of pipeline, gas shortages. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got some information yesterday that I thought was pretty important and kind of alarming concerning the security breach with the Colonial Pipeline.
Yes.
Actually, I got this information from my husband, who is an engineer with an energy company here in Texas. I'm really not going to disclose, you know,
sure,
what company for his, you know, purposes. Okay, I'm a little bit nervous. So just
you're doing a great job. Go ahead.
Okay, so my husband works with a young engineer, and his father works for the company that supplies security for Colonial. I don't know the name of the company, but this is a parent company that they contract with. And my husband couldn't believe the negligence, I would call it criminal negligence, of this company that Colonial is contracting with. So according to this man that works at Colonial, and know that I'm not getting this firsthand, okay, just know that, there was a low-level worker who was granted almost carte blanche, I mean high-level security access to the system, and was working with the hackers and letting them in.
And again, that's the type of cover story they would put out. From my analysis, with the globalists wanting to shut our power off to collapse us, they would use a cover story like that. But exactly, if you have everything in a technocracy and everything's centralized, then one person can get in as an inside person and do this. That's why an AI worldwide system is so dangerous, not just that the globalists are programming all the AI and programming the systems, but then when everything's centralized, when something goes down, it's catastrophic. Does that make sense?
Well, not really, but that's okay. It doesn't have to. But I guess I don't quite get why that's a cover story, because I think
But ma'am, I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, there may be one guy went in, he was paid by the hackers, he did it. Who approached the young man? Is it really the people he thinks approached him?
I wish I knew. And
I'm just saying this. I go off motive. And when I'm sure about something and I have all the facts, I'll say, this is what's going on. I know they cooked up the virus at Wuhan. I know they released it. It was all pre-programmed, all pre-scripted, and they had the cover-up plan, all of it. Other stuff, I'm not 100%. I'm just saying, if Biden's already shutting down thousands of pipelines around the U.S., small ones, is ordering through Whitmer the shutdown of a major system up in out of Canada into Michigan, I'm just saying it fits into the plan. Why would the EPA tell Texas you can't turn your power up during the storm? Remember that?
Right.
I'm just saying
right.
It's part of their policy. Why would Biden say, flood us immediately? He said collapse the border. So it's all part of the same attack. So I am speculating there. I'm not saying your husband's wrong. What else did he say?
That's all he said. He said, he'd try to get more information. Just know that I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, but I have no doubt that they think this or they heard this. So are they going to arrest this guy or anything else?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess the reason I said I didn't understand is because I'm just a little nervous.
Well, I'm not for torture, but the few times they say it might be good. The classic case is you catch a guy with a bunch of school kids he's kidnapped with a 100-pound bomb, and you can't defuse it because it's too complex. Do you start torturing him to make him defuse the bomb? Now, I mean, sure, little kids are there. You'd probably start torturing them. But that's a one-in-a-million scenario. Somebody turns a pipeline off supplying 100 million people and what it's going to cause if society collapses? I mean, that's when you – and I'm not endorsing torture. I'm just saying I think about putting the screws to that guy. Again, it may be true if it comes out. I'm just saying we should also look at what group he thought he was working with. Was it an anonymous hacker group? Just like Q was this group, but really it was globalists manipulating the Patriots. That's what I'm saying is you've got to watch that. Have you ever seen the movie Arlington Road?
No.
You really should go see it, and that's a great case point, fictional account of how they would set somebody up. Does that make sense?
I think so. I hear what you're saying. I just wish I had more information.
No, but you've got great info, whistleblower. Call us back. We love you. We appreciate you. Tell your husband be safe. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Arizona. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just wanted to bring up what I think is one of the most important questions, if not the most, to ask, really. All of the U.S. health agencies, the drug companies, obviously Fauci on the stand yesterday, that would have been a good one. But let's move past Fauci lying yesterday. We know he's lying, so we know that there's involvement between the U.S. agencies and the Wuhan lab. So the question is, you know, when did the Wuhan lab start sharing info about what they were doing? And we want to know, when was the info sharing, you know, kind of beginning, and what was shared? Because we want to know, was that info that might have been shared built into the vaccine and shared with the drug companies that are in charge of the vaccine? If not, then why not? Then even the people who like the vaccine would need to argue they want to wait for another round so that the Wuhan info that is maybe hidden away could get built into the new vaccine. If that makes sense.
That is a great angle. I mean, just having Fauci lie when it was all confirmed they were doing gain of function, the NIH claims they stopped it in China in 2017. And to have Fauci saying that was preposterous, that was lying to Congress right there, bigger than Dallas.
Yeah, you know, I think people would want to say, hey, I don't want these vaccines where the drug companies were just guessing. If anything, I want a vaccine with all the data that the Wuhan lab knows about this virus. And do they already have an antidote? You know, we need to start asking those types
of
questions.
Well, look, I'm no doctor, but I've interviewed a lot of scientists. And here's what we know, brother. It's the HIV delivery spike. And that protein is all over the body already. And so if you try to create an anti-AIDS vaccine, HIV vaccine, it's going to cause blood clots. That's why they had to suspend trials in Africa of HIV vaccines multiple times. They know this. They know the vaccine causes blood clots. They know it causes, and so that's the bottom line is, they've rolled out a drug they know causes heart attacks and strokes. Go ahead.
I agree. I don't think the vaccines are the way to go anyway. I think, you know, obviously the way is common sense ways, but there's people that aren't ready to go that far yet. So you just kind of meet them at their level, say, hey, well, if you like vaccines, you're not getting a good vaccine because it's done on guesswork. If anything, you want, right? Put them in that position to answer.
No, you're right. I mean, that's the thing about the flu shot every year. They admit in the fine print they've never guessed the mutation a year later, and it's never even worked. It's just made up because they never guessed the right mutation. Great point. Thank you for the call. All right, I'm going to jam in a lot of calls when we come back. Forrest in Nebraska. And we're going to talk to Carlos, and we're going to talk to CD, Forrest, Nick, and Henry. We'll get to all those callers, and then we've got Francis Boyle coming on, who was the first guy to lay it all out day one, and he's been spot on, except for one thing, and that's his opinion. I respect it. He said it leaked accidentally. Did you see all the pre-planning, all the rollout of the fear-mongering, the Great Reset, Operation Lockstep? I mean, come on. I mean, that's like, it's like you show up at your house and there's party balloons and cakes and presents and everybody, and your wife shows up and goes, oh, I didn't know there was going to be a party because you just set it up. I mean, it was all, the table was set, man. The ham was steaming on the table. This whole damn thing was a huge production. Caught their ass red-handed. Woo! Be right back.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, taking your phone calls for two more segments, and then we're joined by Dr. Francis Boyle, the first guy to expose the whole Wuhan lab, exactly as it later came out, with all the new developments, Rand Paul, and more. This is really coming unraveled for them. They've been caught red-handed. And if we just push a little more, they're going to go down. This guy used to prosecute people for war crimes at the UN, so he'll be able to tell us about, am I right saying I think they should be indicted for war crimes? Before I go back to your calls, look, our supplements are popular because I find out whatever's the best-selling, whatever's the most popular, whatever has the best ratings, whatever helps people the most. And I go out, and most big companies will clone their best-selling product. So half of our products are clones of best-sellers. Or I'll say, make it even better. So everybody wants magnesium. And most of the types out there are one type of magnesium. They're not ionized. It doesn't go into the cells as well. Still works great for not tired calm, but normal calm, happy calm. Great in the morning, great in the afternoon, great at night. So I've been wanting this for a couple of years. Well, we got a well-known chemist engineer that develops this stuff to come out with this. It's got, and we explain it on the website. I don't understand it all, but two different types of magnesium. And then it combines with the other ingredients to make this special type of magnesium that's so good for the cells and so good for the whole body. Let me just tell you what's in the new product. Ionized fizzy magnesium orange-flavored drink at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars Life. It helps turn food into energy, helps replicate and repair RNA and DNA, helps with muscle contraction function. This is officially what you can even say about it. It's a lot more than that. Help regulate the nervous system, helps with protein building in muscle cells, true ionic magnesium for optimal absorption, Estimated 75% of Americans do not meet the recommended amount of magnesium intake. Magnesium helps regulate the sodium-potassium pumps that create the signals for the nerve cells. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. You hear that? Magnesium is important in healthy muscle activity, preventing cramps, and DNA production helps support healthy heart, healthy muscles, healthy sleep, and healthy mood. Magnesium is required for all the things I just mentioned earlier. And just since this came in a few weeks ago, just the samples of it, I've been taking it. People are like, man, Jones, you look better. You've lost some weight with all the stress you've been under. What's going on? And a big part of it is the magnesium. One little scoop, take it once or twice a day. And, man, you mix this with fish oil at night. This is the real deal. Look at that little bitty scoop. And look how thick that is for your TV viewer. Can't even see through there because it is, does not have fillers. And it is delicious. So I've been drinking these, and it's been helping me not get angry. And it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, our new Ionic Fizzy Magnesium. And it'll give the very top products out there a run for their money. And we believe it is one of the best out there, if not the best. There's a lot of stuff at the end caps at grocery stores. People are buying it. I used to take that stuff. Works fine. This blows it away. Because, again, it costs a little more money to ionize it and use the two types. Because one of the types of magnesium is a lot more expensive. So what? It cost me a few dollars more per canister to have it done the best way. We found like nobody else is doing it. It's just ridiculous. So here it is. Bon appetit. Oh. Mm. Oh, man. That tastes way better than Tang. I was always a Tang guy and an orange juice guy. That is just tastes like an orange Julian. Tastes like orange sherbet ice cream. Get it today, folks. And it funds the InfoWars. I had to pay for our own satellites, our own infrastructure. We don't have billion-dollar high-tech we're plugging into. We had to do it all thanks to your support, so that's why we have all these products. And you're keeping us on air despite all the attacks. So you've really pissed the globalists off. They have New York Times articles asking how we're still on air. It's you. So thank you for keeping us on air. All right. Trying to take down America, period. The churches, the free speech, the pipelines, the farmers. It's crazy. Let's go ahead and go to Forest in Nebraska, a pipeline worker on the energy crisis. Welcome, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm good talking to you, brother. What do you think?
Oh, it's awful. You're 100% right. I've spent 15 years working in the oil and gas industry and also the energy industry. I just finished working 10 months in California, and I've seen what they're doing there, and it's 100% manufactured collapse. The pipeline, I've actually surveyed part of that pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, before. If they wanted this thing going, they would send guys out and open the valves up and get gas flowing tomorrow. They don't need the electrical instrumentation to do that. So this is 100% a manufactured crisis. They're trying to collapse the country. And, you know, we need to wake up and stand up to this, because if we don't, we allow this to happen in Michigan and they continue shutting down pipelines, they're going to California the rest of the United States, and that's their goal. I mean, I spent 10 months working out there. I've worked in 46 states. I'm a third-party pipeline inspector, and, you know, it's awful what's happening to this country.
Well, sir, you know, you're a really important caller. I have a lot of family here in Texas that's worked at every level, from petroleum geologists down to roughnecks in the field. A lot of them from being roughnecks, you know, in high school and a few years before college and going to college, then working in the refineries, then as petroleum geologists. And that's what they've all been saying for 20 years, is there's a deliberate killing of our infrastructure and our energy. Look at China. They've been building it up. And for those that don't know, I was reading over 1,000 small pipelines have either been not given authorization to be repaired, or new pipelines have been killed. The smaller spurs, they've killed over 60% of oil and gas permits in the U.S. The first thing he did on day one was kill the Keystone Pipeline. And now Governor Whitmer's trying to kill this 67-year-old pipeline out of Canada for no reasons. Never even had a problem. I mean, this is completely obvious.
Yeah, it's completely obvious. I mean, if you look at, like I said, I spent 10 months working in California, and I've been in all those natural gas plants. I've been in all those different substations. I've been in all those different areas, and they're all shut down. And the reason why is the government in California requires so much renewable. So they require so much renewable. And when they do that, they run all the water, hydroelectric, they run all the water out of the rivers and lakes, and then they do no forest management. And what happens? Fires happen. They have no water to even fight the fires. So it's engineered collapse.
And by the way, they're following the full UN Agenda 2030 model, just like Spain and Australia, and it's collapsing things. And people ask me that live out on Lake Travis, Alex, why even when it rains for, you know, a month straight, and we've had 10 inches of rain in a week, why is Lake Travis still down to the river? Because they run the hydroelectric dam at full power, because they shut down all the damn coal plants.
Exactly. And that's what people don't understand. And people that don't work in my industry, specifically my background is corrosion. They don't understand the technology that's out there for these pipelines to operate safely. There is no other form of transportation for oil and gas that is safer than pipelines. It's an inarguable point. And majority of leaks that happen aren't corrosion leaks. They're leaks from, you know, outside sources, farmers hitting the pipelines and things like this. But they've dumbed down the public enough to hate pipelines when they don't even understand why they hate them.
Well, the director of the Department of Energy, she even had to come out and say pipelines are far and away the best way. Our infrastructure can't even operate without it.
Exactly. But they're teaching everyone in school nowadays. I worked on the DAPL, okay? You know, we had all the protests there. I witnessed all that. We had guys getting shot at in their dozers. I mean, it was crazy. So all this.
Yeah, they think you're terrorists. Listen, don't hang up. I want to have you get a finishing comment. But here's the head of the Department of Energy, Granholm. Boy, talk about a better governor than the former one in Michigan. I mean, she's not even perfect, but at least she's a Democrat admitting that this is a nightmare situation with the pipelines. Here it is.
Can you tell us what is the feasibility of using rail cars to transport fuel into the affected areas? I know that's being looked at.
Yeah, the DOT is looking at that, and so we'll have to wait till their analysis is done. These are not easy solutions because there may or may not be the right rail cars. There may not or may not be the deep water ports available for the Jones Act to be able to respond. So this particular area of the country, this is why we have doubled down on ensuring that there's an ability to truck oil in, gas in. But it's the pipe is the best way to go, and so that's why. Hopefully, this company, Colonial, will, in fact, be able to restore operations by the end of the week, as they have said.
All right, so she's a liberal. She's a Democrat. I was joking, saying, you know, she's a Republican compared to the current governor of Michigan. But, I mean, what do you make of that, sir? I mean, there they are admitting it's the pipe. It's the safest. Why would you want gasoline and oil flying around in 18-wheelers all over the road when it could be in a big pipe going through the wilderness or buried under the ground?
Exactly, and you know, I worked in North Dakota. When they first start drilling, before they put the pipelines in the ground for the gathering systems, people don't realize, okay, that oil still has to go somewhere. So they send out these truckers to go pick up all the oil, and they haul it by the crude haulers. And I've driven those roadways up there. When they didn't have the pipelines in the ground, people were dying every day, crashing on the roads.
And explain to people, it uses a lot less energy with the pipeline because once it's flowing, it's gravity. Having trucks drive crude oil around is stupid.
It's ignorant. I mean, you're burning gas to haul gas when you get thrown.
It's just like wind power that's 200 miles away, like in Texas from the nearest city. You lose half the power on the way. It's ridiculous.
And wind and all that is a joke. It's a scam. It doesn't work in the right situations. And,
it bankrupted, you know, Spain. God bless you, brother. All right. I'll tell you, it's a post-industrial world. They want to collapse the U.S. That is the goal. This is the attack. They're going right down the line and turning off all our biggest systems. And they're going to burn some patsy. You know that. But this has got New World Order written all over it. Hour number four. More calls and a special guest straight ahead.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.